Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ty LaForest. Batting second. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting third. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Curtwright reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Dickshott moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Dickshott scores. Curtwright scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. LaForest settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Papish moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Papish scores. Baker moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel now playing first base. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cartwright. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. McBride moves to third. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McBride scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Nagel moves to second. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0-for-1 in the game. LaForest hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. LaForest moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Holm for a passed ball. Dickshott moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-1 in the game. Holm takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds now playing second base. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards first. McBride scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Holm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Lake scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Neill, and towards Lake, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-4 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.